This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Best efforts over the years, the two-state solution is now in serious jeopardy. The truth is that trends on the ground, violence, terrorism, incitement, settlement expansion and the seemingly endless occupation. They are combining to destroy hopes for peace on both sides and increasingly cementing an irreversible one-state reality that most people do not actually want. Today there are a similar number of Jews and Palestinians living between the Jordan River and the Mediterranean Sea. They have a choice. They can choose to live together in one state, or they can separate into two states. But here is a fundamental reality. If the choice is one state, Israel can either be Jewish or democratic. It cannot be both. And it won't ever really be at peace. Moreover, the Palestinians will never fully...
I know, Scott, many people are pondering that statement. I'm not even sure what he meant by they could be Jewish or democratic or they couldn't be both. I'm not even sure that even makes sense.
That makes no sense.
I mean,
you can be both because they are both right now.
Yeah, I mean, this is the... is this the faculty lounge theoretical conversation? Is that where this came from?
It must have.
I mean, this is out of the echo chamber. And
think of how ridiculous what he said, though.
Yes.
He just said that it has to be a two-party state because they can't live together. In what area does that work? In what part of life does that work? What if California decided they didn't want any black people?
Mm-hmm.
Is that even acceptable? Because that's what Palestine said. We want a state that has no Jews in it.
Well, sure.
Well, how is that acceptable?
How can two people be married if one says, look, I want the other one dead? I don't know how that's compatible. But I guess John Kerry and Barack Obama and the administration feels that somehow it's tenable. I mean, it's like, where have they been all these years? And in fact, let's rewind back to 1948. Who was it that designated this land for Jerusalem back in 1948? Oh, yeah, I think it was the United Nations, wasn't it?
Yes.
So now here we are, fast forward, and you had you had the Arabs who, pre-ISIS, but still all part of the genesis of it all. They go after Israel, 10-1 odds against Israel, and they get their butts beat up. They lose big time. Including Egypt, all these Arab nations that surround Israel said, that's it. We've had it. We're going to get rid of these gnats once and for all. 10-1 odds. They come against them. But see, what they forgot was, that's right. God is their advocate. And God miraculously, and anybody that has any connection and understanding of the spiritual, knows that it was the hand of divine providence, just like the hand of divine providence that saved America, that allowed America to be fruitful and multiply when it went up against the then number one military force in the planet. America should never have won. The colonies never, never should have won, but for the hand of divine providence. So here it is. And now, what happened to the vicar belong the spoils? So Israel claims land for their own protection because they saw what happens. And that's been upsetting people all along.
Which, by the way, like you said, the stuff that they're going into, that's theirs. It was given to them.
I can't wait to get, we have Michael Rubin coming on in a moment, Pentagon official. And Michael, of course, frequents Israel as well. And looking forward to his insight on this as well.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, don't forget BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Michael Rubin, as I mentioned, is with us, a resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute, former Pentagon official. He is a Middle East regional politics, Iran, Syria, and Persian Gulf expert. And I have been waiting to have Michael on to discuss this. And, of course, little did I know that on top of everything that has been Israel these days and the growing irrelevance of this administration, we get over a 70-minute yawning speech that is totally incredulous from the Secretary of State. Michael Rubin, I don't know about you, but it was horrible and embarrassing what John Kerry had to say yesterday.
Well, it absolutely was, Bill, but it also summed up the Obama and Kerry doctrine, which is to bash your allies while embracing your friends.
Exactly. Can you imagine that?
Embracing your enemies.
Of course. Yes, I know what you meant. Michael, you know, and we were just talking about this just a second ago. Wasn't it the United Nations that gave Israel this land, much of this land to begin with, back in 1948? And now fast forward, here we are, and I guess what the UN giveth, the UN can take it away?
Well, I mean, basically what happened is when you had the partition plan in 1947 and Israel's creation in 1948, it was supposed to be a compromise between the Israelis and the Palestinians. The Arab states rejected the compromise, and Jordan occupied the West Bank. Egypt occupied the Gaza Strip. Now, when people like John Kerry or Samantha Power in the UN resolution, which now it becomes apparent the U.S. sponsored, you have a situation in which they say this is occupied Palestinian land. It's not. It's disputed land, and that's been the core of the dispute. This was supposed to be resolved according to the Oslo Accords through bilateral negotiation. What John Kerry is doing is erasing 25 years of diplomacy.
Yeah, and then on top of that, I mean, well, this is untenable anyway, Michael, when you have the Palestinians saying, yeah, we'll negotiate, but we want Israel out of there. Gone.
That's ultimately the problem, Bill. I mean, John Kerry didn't mention anything about Syria. He didn't mention anything about Iran, which, of course, he empowered. He seemed to be under the impression that Israel still occupies the Gaza Strip, but it hasn't since 2005. And, of course, Hamas turned that into a launching pad.
A launching pad, yeah, exactly. Now, well, and let's go back to the Six-Day War here, Michael, when they all got together and said, look, we're going to get rid of Israel. We've had it enough. You know, forget any other negotiations. We're going to rid them. And with 10-to-1 odds against Israel, they come against Israel, but they forgot that Israel has the best advocate on the planet to fight for them, and that is God himself.
Well, ultimately, that is the case. I mean, you got to have an understanding what defensible borders mean. Remember, John Kerry talked a lot about the 1967 lines. There's no such thing as the 1967 lines. What he means technically are the 1949 armistice lines, and there's only 8 miles between Israel and the West Bank. How long does it take to drive a tank across 8 miles?
And let's not talk about a jet.
No, absolutely. And this is why some of John Kerry's moral equivalents was particularly infuriating when he said that they have to be treated as equals. And by the way, if you are going to treat them as equals, if you are going to say it's illegal to build on disputed land, then it should be illegal for the Palestinians to build on disputed land as well. When John Kerry says, hey, there's got to be equality between the states, does that mean that he sees a Palestinian state with F-16 or F-18 fighters? I mean, ultimately, that's going down a very slippery slope to Israel's eradication. And remember, Bill, Israel is the only country in the Middle East where the number of Christians are growing. Everywhere else in the region, they're being slaughtered, and that includes under the Palestinian administration as well.
Exactly. And, Michael, for all the problems the U.N. has, I think Charles Krauthammer said this the other night, pretty succinctly, you know, we're talking disease, we're talking aggressive behavior by the Chinese in the Pacific waters, the militarization and construction of islands there, ISIS, Syria. I mean, Israel's the biggest problem?
I mean, this is why John Kerry appears to be a moral midget, because under his watch, 500,000 Syrians were slaughtered, and he can't even make a mention of that in his speech. Again, what's infuriating is Israel is the only stable democratic country in the region, so why rock the boat? And when he's talking about how this is Israel's best chance for peace with its Arab neighbors, remember, Israel's relations with the Arab states, Egypt, Morocco, Tunisia, Saudi Arabia, all the other Gulf states, they have never been better, and that's been despite the United States rather than because of them. Mm-hmm. So it's particularly galling for John Kerry to lecture. And by the way, he also got his demography statistics wrong when he said that because of the growing Palestinian population, Israel can't be Jewish, democratic, or both. I mean, he doesn't understand that the Palestinian statistics, and I've done a deep dive on this, mm-hmm. are basically nonsense. They double count the Israeli Arabs of Jerusalem. They don't take into account the massive emigration from Palestine to other places. And they regularly massage their statistics to the tune of a million people mm-hmm. when their projections don't turn out to be politically expedient for themselves.
So you're telling me they're using the same mathematician that counts the unemployment rate here in America and the number of people involved in Obamacare? We got the same
absolutely.
The same math.
Obamacare, there's just an assumption, as I guess it was Josh Rubin had said, that the American people will be too stupid to notice. Well, John
yeah.
Kerry has never done the fact-checking. He may be, a case in point of the fact that 78% of all statistics are completely bunk.
Yeah. Michael, you meant Jonathan Gruber, who was on the other night, which I was surprised that he was back on TV again. I mean, to me, he ought to be disqualified, never again sought to be a spokesman for what he said and how he insulted the American people. I think he needs to go to the garden fields of irrelevancy along with his current administration and John Kerry.
Well,
in my humble
you're
opinion.
Absolutely right. And remember, Van Jones, who was a 9/11 conspiracy theorist, joined the White House, then he retired, and he's become a TV talking head. Why we would want a 9/11 conspiracy theorist in either the White House or on television is beyond me. It's an insult to the American people.
Well, that's what lefties do. They still make room for themselves. I mean, they're going to find a place for Debbie Wasserman Schultz and on, and don't think for a minute that Hillary Clinton is not going to rise again. I mean, they just keep coming back. I think part of the DNA of the lefties is Australian in nature. They got this boomerang DNA gene in them. I don't know what it is, but it's amazing.
I think you're absolutely right, although we shouldn't slander Australia. They're doing remarkably well, including on their immigration policy, which should be a model for everyone else. And the fact of the matter is, we have lost sight of what it takes to make America great. We've lost sight of American exceptionalism. And the fact of the matter is, to borrow the words of Gene Kirkpatrick, we shouldn't be joining the jackals at the United Nations. We need a Daniel Patrick Moynihan, not a Samantha Power, who's going to be starring in a feature in her next book about how politicians dismiss human rights for the sake of their own egos.
Well, Michael, we got a few seconds, and of course we're going to have you back after this break here that we go to. And you mentioned this. It carries, statement that Israel can be neither Jewish or democratic. It can be either one. It cannot be both. What did he mean by that?
Well, but basically what he's trying to say is that the Arab population is growing so great that Israel needs to make a choice. But he's basing that on, number one, bad statistics, and number two, he doesn't realize that 10 years ago, more than 10 years ago, Israel withdrew from the Gaza Strip.
Exactly. More with Michael Rubin on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live just about 15 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Arriba y arriba,
the Mexicans' version of Fiddler on the Roof, if I can say this, because sometimes, you know, when things get so crazy, it's all you can do is dance, Michael Rubin, you know. Just hands in the air and just, hey, just dance, because we just hope that this too shall pass. No doubt that what the Obama administration and John Kerry punctuated in this last week has made things worse. I mean, it is amazing to me. The very thing that he said he didn't want to do was the very thing he was doing. And I'm going, and you're going on for over 70 minutes droning on with this situation, and you're just digging a bigger hole for, you know, for Arabs, for Jews, for the world.
Well, that's absolutely the case, and he got so much wrong in that speech. You know, the biggest issue he got wrong was that the Israelis, after international negotiations, support from the United States, both from the Clinton administration and subsequently from the Bush administration, had negotiated with their Palestinian Authority and given them two peace deals, both in the year 2000 and the year 2008, and both times the Palestinians walked away from what their own negotiators had agreed to and simply offered no response. Likewise, when Obama came into office, he saw himself as the zoning commissioner of Jerusalem rather than the leader of the free world bill. He ordered a 10-month settlement freeze, and the Palestinians refused to negotiate, which is why the Israelis are scratching their head and saying, why are you blaming us?
Mm-hmm. Well, when I was in Israel last year, it was spelled out to us that Benjamin Netanyahu offered up to 97% of what the Palestinians were demanding, and they refused. They basically want 100%, and you got to go back to what's driving this, and this is the manifesto of the Palestinians and the Liberation Front there that with Arafat, that said if anybody negotiates with Israel and gives them anything less than their departure and demise, they're an infidel, and they and their families ought to be eradicated.
Well, it absolutely is a con game. The Palestinians have gotten more per capita in foreign aid than any other people. You look what's happened. I mean, in the Gaza Strip, for example, which, by the way, still has a living standard better than Bosnia and Turkey in many key indicators. So that's something else John Kerry's wrong with. The first thing the Palestinians did was destroy the economic infrastructure, which the Israelis left behind, greenhouses and such, and they turned them into missile launching pads.
Exactly. Well, and that's the thing, Michael. I want you to expand on that more, and that is the development that Israel, the inventiveness, the things that they have done there in this land that was abandoned that they could care, you know, two shekels for, and all of a sudden, because Israel turns it into something, makes it alive again, and starts producing and making the land work, and, hey, that's our land all of a sudden, right?
Well, that's absolutely the case, and this idea that Palestine should be a backwater goes back to the Roman Empire, which, of course, had many sorts of disputes in the region. I mean, we saw that with the with Judaism, with Christianity, and so forth. And so they decided they didn't want a lot of cities and towns on the coast. They didn't want to make it into a trading center. They wanted to make it into a backwater, and that's the way it was. It laid fallow. Tel Aviv, for example, this cosmopolitan city, was a completely artificial city that was built in the 1920s. Today it's a world-class city, and likewise we see with the Israeli development of farming and so forth, what could happen in the land. Now the Israelis have been willing to share that technology across, and some of the Arab states have taken them up on it, but the fact of the matter is John Kerry simply won't give the Israelis any credit for what they've done in the region.
Michael, let me go out there and edge just a little bit, because this is the other thing that I discovered in my visit there in Israel. And that is, I saw the Palestinians, you know, from the inside out in their hearts, that there is a great divide within Palestine, within the Palestinians, in much the same way like Muslims. Not all Muslims want to kill everybody. They want to get along. They want to take care of their families. Palestinians the same way. But they're just caught up in this. I mean, the leadership of the Palestinians, the leadership of Muslim, of the Muslim faith, in a sense, these people have been hijacked, and they have no choice but to go along with this. That I see this kind of quiet divide in both these groups. Am I fair in saying this?
Well, you are absolutely, and it's a very astute observation, Bill. You know, this actually goes down to the Bill Clinton administration and to some of the thinking of Dennis Ross. Many of the Palestinians at the time of the first Intifada that started in 1987, they understood Israeli society. They spoke Hebrew. They understood how Israelis thought. But people like Bill Clinton, people like Dennis Ross thought you know, it's going to be a lot easier negotiating with a dictator. So they brought Yasser Arafat, the late PLO chief, mm-hmm. back from Tunis where he was in exile. And basically Arafat was corrupt. He exiled this, and he screwed over the Palestinians. I mean, he didn't want peace. He wanted money, and he victimized everyone who he ruled over or he sat opposite from at the negotiating table.
Well, once again, your point is well taken here, Michael, and that is that America proves to be a poor choice of picking its allies. We stab our allies in the back. Some have said we didn't stab Israel in the back. We just went head-to-head and stabbed them right in the chest. And this is embarrassing. And then all these other stories that people do not understand about what how our government has messed up things in trying to, force their understanding with the wrong people in the Middle East. It's no wonder that this thing continues to stay confused. I mean, all you got to do is look at the fruit of our involvement and the choices and the things that we've backed up. I mean, is it better off or is it worse off? And I think we're worse off than we were.
Well, you know, I mean, sometimes we have the opposite of the Midas touch, but this might infuriate you and your listeners, Bill. But one thing which symbolizes just how backward the Obama administration policy has been to me, on one hand, they talk about the need for greater understanding in the region. On the other hand, they've used U.S. taxpayer money to take down signs in the West Bank, which were in English, Arabic, and Hebrew, and just replace them with just Arabic so that people wouldn't have as much of a connection between the peoples. And it's absolutely insane that this is what American taxpayers are doing because of the policies of John Kerry.
See, and this is what the American people don't understand. All they know is that we've given a lot of money. We're trying to, you know, cheer Israel on, you know, cheer the region on, hope that maybe in our lifetime we could realize Middle East peace for all the good that we're thinking to do. And meanwhile, the people that live there go, you guys are all messed up.
Well, you know, I was talking to an ambassador from one of the Arab states, which is technically at war with Israel, and they said they couldn't believe it. For 20 years, the Americans across Democratic and Republican administrations have been trying to get the Arabs to designate Hezbollah as a terrorist group. Seven Arab countries finally do that, and what does the United States do? They don't even say thank you. They don't even say this is what we wanted. They castigate the Arabs for not doing more for Iran. It's absolutely insane.
Well, Michael, in your article, you talk about Kerry's speech and the things that he did in terms of exacerbating terrorism, really destroying U.S. credibility. I mean, this is amazing. I mean, the big statement that we put out on the world stage, again, backs up Marco Rubio's statement that our allies no longer trust us and our enemies no longer fear us. Why should they?
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. And what John Kerry wasn't acknowledging was that more than 80% of the settlements which he was talking about were actually in blocks which both the Clinton administration and the Bush administration said would go to Israel under a final deal. They're not new buildings. They're people building extra bathrooms or another house, a screened-in porch.
In addition, right, exactly.
Illegal. Now,
right.
I mean, but what this does is it gives a great opportunity for the Trump administration to really reverse things.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you next about Trump. We got less than a minute. As best you can, I mean, there's several things to do, but what's probably, you know, the first and second most important thing he could do here?
He could strip away the Palestinian diplomatic rights in the United States, and he could get rid of UNRWA, this UN organization which hides missiles in its schools, which was supposed to disappear in 1951, but like everything in the United Nations, once it gets started, it never ends.
It is the closest thing to eternal life, as they say, as Ronald Reagan would say. Michael Rubin, thank you so much. Michael is a resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute, former Pentagon official, Middle East regional and politics, Iran, Syria, and Persian Gulf expert, author of the book Dancing with the Devil, The Perils of Engaging Rogue Regimes. Michael Rubin, thank you so much for being with us. Happy New Year.
Thanks to you, Bill. Happy New Year as well.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot in days of old lang syne?
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's all about you, ladies and gentlemen. We try to get it above the opinions as much as possible, bring experts on, know what they're talking about, to give us the facts, because I often say that in the absence of fact, opinion rules, and this has been the problem in our country. We've been run too much by opinion of abandoned empirical evidence, which is a very costly experience. It's one of the reasons why we're $20 trillion in debt right now. American commitment, by the way, is we want to highlight right now, is led by Phil Kirpin. He's a leading free market policy analyst and advocate in Washington. Prior to joining American Commitment, Kirpin was the principal policy and legislative strategist at Americans for Prosperity for over 5 years, previously worked at the Free Enterprise Fund, the Club for Growth, and the Cato Institute. Phil Kirpin, always good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill, great to be with you. I am home with the kids today, though. So
oh, wonderful.
If you're any yelling in the background, that's why.
Hey, how much fun is that? Are you kidding? Are you kidding me? Gosh, the kids, we need to have them around here, man. They hear what's going on and the whole deal. So, no, that's great. Well, good for you. Well, Phil, some serious grown-up stuff here, you know, with what the governor of New York has come up with. I mean, in light of what was demonstrated in this last election, and the hope that's being demonstrated all over this country, except for people in New York, possibly, and certainly in California, who are squashed by their government because they're such brilliant geniuses, and they think they have a better way here. But what is he doing when the evidence is that people want to get back to work and we want to liberate, you know, our energy resources? You have Governor Andrew Cuomo saying, wait a minute, I got a better idea here.
It's pretty outrageous, actually. He imposed this over the summer during the political season. People really weren't paying attention to it. But he essentially ratcheted up the state's renewable electricity mandate, so they're now going to try to get 50% of their electricity from renewable sources by the year 2030, which, of course, is, you know, it's just 13 years away now. Mm-hmm. But the way they're going about it, which has actually made sort of an interesting left and right coalition, the way they're going about it is they've also changed the definition of renewable to include nuclear, which was not previously included, and use that as an excuse to bury within this plan very large direct cash bailout payments to some, but not all, of New York's nuclear plants, the three nuclear plants that are owned by Exelon Corporation, in fact, while the other major nuclear plant in the state that has a different owner is not included in this scheme. And so if this stands, and by the way, the governor implemented this by a vote at the Public Service Commission of his own appointees. There's no vote in the legislature, so the people's elected representatives had no vote in the matter, but they're going to pay billions of dollars in surcharges on every bill in the state, on every electric bill in the state, and it's going to go largely to one corporation, Exelon Corporation of Illinois. And so it's pretty outrageous, and it shows, I think, a very flawed kind of thinking. You know, you've got these markets in a lot of places where the electricity markets are very badly distorted because you have all of these subsidies for wind and solar. You've got all of these mandates. And what's happened is you get these pricing incidents where when the wind is blowing, the spot price of electricity drops dramatically. In some cases, it even goes negative because the wind producers know that they're going to get a fortune in federal tax dollars and subsidies for everything they sell. And so, you know, they can sell at zero or sometimes even negative, and they're making money anyway from the subsidies. Well, if you're running a coal or a nuclear plant when the spot price keeps plummeting every time the wind is blowing, it really messes up the economics of your whole operation.
Exactly.
Nuclear plants have been hit very hard by this. The solution is to get rid of the bad policies, in particular the federal wind production tax credit, that the major cause of this, as well as a number of state policies that have, you know, forced, you know, subsidies and mandates for renewables. But what we're seeing with this plan in New York being the first, but it's already spread to Illinois as well, and they've adopted something similar. New Jersey, other states are considering it. It's one of the reasons that I'm talking to national media about this. What we're seeing, unfortunately, is a lot of the nuclear operators are saying, well, if the wind guys are getting these huge subsidies and it's messing up the economics of our nuclear plants, then our solution is we're going to go get subsidies ourselves. And we're going to ask states to send us billions of dollars, and so as ratepayers, we get ripped off again. And that seems like not a very good solution. I would much rather see them try to actually get rid of the policies that are causing the problem.
Well, Cuomo, why do you think Cuomo included nuclear energy in the renewables now?
Well, I think he needed to do it for very practical reasons, which is, you know, if those big nuclear plants shut down, there's no way to replace them with wind and solar. You've got to replace them with new natural gas.
Exactly, because otherwise, if they go out, you're starting to look at brownouts in New York here. And New Yorkers ain't going to be very happy very long, because as we know, when wind is good, it's good. But also, when it's not good, it's very bad. So what do you have to, to protect your bet? So now all of a sudden nuclear becomes that kind of the card up their sleeve a little bit, doesn't it?
Well, they need it. It's interesting, right? Because you've got all these nuclear plants that are saying, look, if you don't bail us out, we're going to shut down. It's going to be an economic disaster. And then you've got even liberals who are kind of now saying, well, wait a second. We've looked at the numbers on this. If these nuclear plants shut down, prices are going to go up because we're not going to have a reliable source of power when the wind isn't blowing and the sun isn't shining. And you can't have that. Obviously, you want to run an economy. And so they're sort of coming around to kind of a reality here, which is that you've got to have always-on power that you can count on that's reliable, and you can't count on renewables for that. But instead of reaching the logical conclusion that you and I would reach, which is maybe we should scrap these outrageous mandates and subsidies, these policies that have forced, you know, so much wind and solar onto our grid and messed up all the economics. Instead of saying that, they're saying, well, okay, no problem. We'll just add billions in direct subsidies, bailout payments to the nuclear operators on top of all the other distortions and subsidies and mandates, which to me is not really much of a solution.
Right. Well, and it's all justified by this, based on theory, 2013 date that Governor Cuomo has put into action. I mean, what does he have to substantiate that 2030 date
that he just sticks his finger in the air and says, well, I think we should be able to sustain it by then.
Oh, yeah.
And meanwhile, you've invested all this money going down this road. And I mean, it's not chump change. I mean, we're talking billions of dollars being invested here for something that, wow. I mean, this is really out there, but, this is what happens when you have a CEO, and governor of the state coming up with these kind of ill-founded ideas.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically the number was picked for political reasons. There's no, you know, there's no economic or scientific basis for saying 50% by 2030. It's just big round numbers, and they sound good, and he likes it politically, and, you know, that's all there is to it. And, you know, I would be less concerned about this if it were just New York, because New York is a basket case in many ways, and Governor Cuomo is a nutty guy in many ways, and it is my I did grow up there, so I care about New York probably more than I ought to just based on the merits. But you know, the reason this is so significant is it's already spread to another major state of Illinois that's adopted a very similar scheme, in fact an even more expensive scheme to directly bail out nuclear operators, and that was signed by a Republican governor in Illinois, Bruce Rauner. Right. And so we're already seeing this as sort of the template. And, you know, you've got all these big nuclear operators, and instead of engaging in the fight that they should be, in my judgment, fighting, and especially with the new political atmosphere, with the new administration, you know, they should all be getting together and coming to Washington, going to state capitals and saying, get rid of the subsidies and the mandates that are messing up the economics of our electricity markets. Let us compete on the merits, and we'll do great. And I think they would. I think they would do fine.
And the impact
they're not doing that. They're going and saying, give us our own bailout.
Exactly.
We're competing with subsidized competitors, so give us our own direct bailouts and subsidies. I just find that outrageous, and I wish they would adjust and go down the other path.
Well, Phil, I thank you for coming on and bringing this to the light. People need to be aware of what's going on here. But, you know, this is consistent with progressives and those on the left. Amazingly, that you would have a Republican governor going along with this as well, because it's like, wait a minute, think about what it is that's coming into play here. The calculus right at this point doesn't substantiate a 50% cut in electricity and, oh yeah, let's do it by 2030. How do you come up with those numbers, but staying in the realm of the theoretical? Phil Kirpin has been our guest. Phil, thank you so much. Appreciate all the great work you're doing there with American Commitment. I'm Bill Martinez, 18 before the top of the hour right now.
How would you like to pay less taxes?
Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
From the movie capital of the world, Hollywood, California, we're talking Steve, the movie guy, with us. Steve, before we get into the movies, of course, we're all shocked, to hear of the passing of Debbie Reynolds. I mean, no sooner we lose Princess Leia, her daughter Carrie, and a day later, you know, Debbie Reynolds is gone at the age of 84, supposedly died of a stroke just a day after Carrie Fisher died of a heart attack. And some have quoted some of her last words of Debbie Reynolds saying that she wanted to be with Carrie.
Well, that sometimes happens. You know, 84 is a terrific run. Unfortunately, Carrie was only 60, I guess. And, you know, the shock of losing your daughter, I guess, proved to be too much. 84 years old. And what this has done, though, is really it's really shown a spotlight on Debbie Reynolds, who the newer generations really aren't aware of her tremendous body of work. I mean, she was a true superstar. Beginning at 19, she was 19 when she was cast in Singing in the Rain opposite one of the biggest stars of the day, Gene Kelly. And she said what happened was that they cast her, they put her away in the studio for 3 months with the best coaches, best singing coach, dancing coach, and she worked like crazy for 3 months and really pulled it off.
Well, you imagine, I mean, she said she didn't know how to dance. I mean, you're talking from zero to hero in 3 months, being able to do this, and you're going to be dancing with two of the greatest. Oh, my goodness.
That is a total order, right? A little question when it was Tammy in the Bastard. If you're, my age, you remember that movie and that song, which went to
Yes, Tammy's in Love. I think it was one of the few songs, one of the early songs I learned to play on piano.
Right. Well, it was a number one hit in 57, and The Unsinkable Molly Brown in 64. She was nominated for the Oscar for that one. She did TV shows. She did Broadway. But, of course, a lot of people remember her as being the woman who lost Eddie Fisher. You know, back in, it was 59. Eddie Fisher and was married to Debbie Reynolds, and one of Debbie's big friends, good friends, Elizabeth Taylor, stole Eddie Fisher from her, and it became a huge scandal back in the day. And that, of course, was all a part of the legend and lore of Debbie Reynolds. And, you know, it was really kind of funny because later I've seen her interviewed and she said, you know, I've done a lot of things and had a lot of success, but really what I'm known for these days is being Kerry Fisher's mom, which
yeah.
I which
yeah, I'm amazing them. Because the level of superstar that Debbie Reynolds was, you know, compared to Kerry. I mean, Kerry certainly, with what she did with Star Wars, no doubt got a lot of acclaim, but, you know, comparatively, her mother's breadth of work was, extraordinary, to say the least.
That's for sure.
And they had an interesting relationship, went the full gamut, but, in the latter years, those close to them said that, they had really come together, and what happens, particularly with a mother and daughter relationship, is that they end up reversing roles, where the daughter becomes the mother, the mother becomes the daughter, and, those that were close to the two said that, that dynamic did occur between these two.
Well, they'll both be missed, and unfortunately they're gone, but, you know, they did leave, you know, a tremendous, body of work, so there we go.
Well, here we go.
We had, another big weekend for Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. It continues to roll $96 million over the four-day period. I mean, it's about, I guess it's something like $318 million in this country alone, over $500 million worldwide. You know, and I was thinking about this. Now, we've been doing the Star Wars thing since 77.
Yes.
And it just continues. I mean, usually you have a big movie, they have a sequel, maybe three, but that's about it. And this thing just continues to roll. And I guess it's because...
And on top of that, it's rolling with the change. I mean, now Walt Disney versus Lucas... and Disney did it justice. They, you know, and you said this early on. You said, look, if you're a Star Wars fan, this isn't going to offend you. And for most Star Wars fans, even though the thought initially of Walt Disney, not Lucas involved, although he was still involved a bit, they were very concerned about the brand,
right,
the integrity of the brand. But I thought Disney did a tremendous job. I mean, what are they doing with all their money? I mean, is Mickey going to get a new outfit or something, or what's going on?
I don't know. You know, I've heard something like $7 billion from the box office this year. I mean, it's just crazy money. And, you know, it's up. If these things go up, they go down. But right now, Disney is a very, enjoying a real up period. So
they're on a roll.
Yeah, on a roll.
Well, fortunately for them, Barack Obama's leaving office. Otherwise, he'd probably find a way to ingraft Walt Disney so he could chip away at the deficit.
Well, you know, I think that they could help out. What do you think?
Without a doubt. No doubt. Yeah, exactly.
Sting was number two last weekend. Sting, which a lot of people were wondering, you know, how's that going to fare? Sting really had great numbers, $56 million over the four-day period. So that is a great alternative. It's a musical and it's animated and everybody's having fun. We have singing animals. So who can
yeah, it's a great family movie. And this is why the theater's geared up. I mean, over 4,000 screens across the country for Sing. They said, hey, look, at the holidays, we want some family friendly stuff. And it was a good dividend for them.
Passengers not doing quite as well. I think they hope for bigger numbers. It did about $23 million over the four-day period we have. This movie starring Jennifer Lawrence, which a lot of people thought was going to do well, but it didn't do quite what they had hoped. The reviews weren't quite what they had hoped. Only about 31% of the critics were recommending that one. Mm-hmm. And Why Him was a comedy which, you know, hey, you know, Bryan Cranston is starring, and they think it might do better numbers. But, you know, for a comedy, which doesn't cost a whole lot of money to make, 16.7 last weekend. Assassin's Creed was about 15. I think, some of these Collateral Beauty was, I think, the big disappointment over the holidays, which was the movie starring Will Smith, and it only did, about $7 million last weekend. Mm-hmm. Not getting good reviews, but I still maintain it's a much better movie than people would lead you to believe. I'm going to try to catch it over the holiday period. I understand you saw La La Land.
La La Land, I loved it. I thought it was great. You were right on, Steve-O, on that one. Well, you know, this is like took me back to my ute with, Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire. I mean, I was up at 3 o'clock in the morning watching those movies. It was deja vu all over again. I mean, what a sweet story. Very well done. And it's impressive. I mean, so much so I went out and bought the soundtrack. I don't do that very often. Do I buy a soundtrack? But this one, is most enjoyable.
Well, it's just one of those movies that makes you feel great. And,
if you
understand the backstory, you had a director, Damien Chazelle, and Justin Hertz, who is the composer. These guys were classmates back in Harvard at film school.
Mm.
And they had this, and they'd been big fans of the Broadway musicals, like Singing in the Rain. And they thought, well, if, you know, someday if we're able to, you know, be able, you know, to get a position of power in L.A., we may be able to pull this off. And, of course, then Damien went off to quit playing.
And, of course, it's fitting that the title of it would be La La Land, because they probably said, well, we have to go to La La Land in order to produce this, right?
True, right.
Yeah. And people are going to think we're from La La Land.
They, you know, they were able to, because of Whiplash, which was the Miles Teller film, you know, with J.K. Simmons, because that was a success, Damien was able to talk him into giving this a shot, and boy, they really pulled it off. And then, you know, I've heard interviews with Damien, he was saying it was so cool, because we were able to go to the same studio where they laid down the soundtrack for Singing in the Rain. So there was all of this history going in. Yeah, they pull it off. You know, it is Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone, and they are terrific together, and it's just one of those feel-good movies.
Well, it's so funny. I did not know about using the studio, because it was funny you should say that, because when I was watching the movie, there were certain parts there, I go, oh, my gosh, this is this has such a feel. And now that you've cleared that up for me, I can go to sleep at night now. Because that was bothering me. I said, there's something special about this. I couldn't put my finger on it, but now you did. Thank you.
The cool thing about the internet is you can go on YouTube and see these interviews and actually see them laid, you know, while you watch them, you know, lay down the soundtrack, or at least a portion of it, and right there in that studio where they've done all these great soundtracks for all the terrific.
So you're saying I could have got a better night's sleep sooner had I gone to YouTube. That's what you're telling me.
Absolutely.
Okay, all right. I'm not insulted.
Go to the almighty Google, and all the answers are there.
Yes, exactly.
So we have kind of an interesting lineup here, because we have the movies being released for award season, essentially. We talked about Live by Light, last week. That's the prestige project being put out there by Ben Affleck. He's directing this. He stars in it along with Elle Fanning and Brandon Gleeson, Chris Messina. You have a great cast here, and this is a movie set in the Prohibition era, centering around a group of individuals and their dealings with the world of organized crime. Ben Affleck plays the son, I believe, of a police commissioner, and this is kind of his, it's a look at him going the wrong way, making the wrong choices here. I'm getting great reviews. They're saying it's a bit bloated, they're saying it's a little slow, but also the critics are saying, hey, lots of times this sort of movie is critic-proof, so they're waiting to see how it plays with audiences. Mm-hmm. Quite violent, if you want to check out the trailer. I mean, there's a lot of Tommy guns and a lot of blood up there on the screen, so that's
right. What's the Prohibition era? I mean, you know, we're talking Elliot Ness and the rest of them, right?
Right.
All the good stuff going on.
The Figures is the other one.
I've been looking forward to this one. I think this is going to be I'm excited to see this one.
Right.
Great story.
Plenty of time to catch up with all the others, too. So that's what we do over the holidays. We have plenty of time to go see movies.
Well, yeah, well, that's what it's all about, you know. Just make sure we get the big box of popcorn. We'll see you there at the Cineplex having a good time. You and the missus are still cruising the coast, huh?
That's right. We're up in San Simeon, a little south of Big Sur on the rough California coast. It is absolutely spectacular. So,
you going to go there, stick your head into Hearst Castle there? Is that what you're going to do?
That's right, theory, as a matter of fact, in about an hour and a half. So, hey, have a great holiday. Have a happy new year.
Yeah, you too. You guys be safe out there, okay? And we'll talk to you next week. Steve-O, the movie guy, Evans, on Bill Martinez Live.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.